Hey, let me see. First person we're going to do is going to be well. Date of birth is 1/25/49. What's the patient's name? Patient's name is Mr. Last name is Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S. First name J-A-V-E-E-L. J-A-Y-V-E-L. This is a /49, I said, right? /75-year-old gentleman. When I first walked in to see him, he was bent over the bed, short of breath, because he had just walked from the kitchen to the bedroom. He was wheezing audibly. He looks thin, weak. He says he's lost about 10 pounds recently, period. This 75-year-old gentleman was used to be a longshoreman, L-O-N-G-S-H-O-R-E-M-A-N, and a nightclub owner in the past. He's single. He has two kids, lives with his granddaughter right now. Period. Medication includes atorvastatin, 20 milligram once a day, Pro Air inhaler, B as in boy, EVSPI inhaler, and Combivan inhaler. Family history, doesn't know much about his mom and dad. Surgery, had a lung collapse, then had a bullae removed from his lung. That's bullae, B-U-L-A-E, to help him, and a bleb, bullae slash bleb, B-L-E-B, removed from his lung to help him breathe better, but never worked. He also has a colostomy bag in place because he had a colovesicular fistula that has healed now, but he's too sick to go back for reversal of colostomy at this time, period. Social, heavy smoking for the past 50 years, ETOH, yes, COVID immunization, none. He's awake. He gets very grouchy when you ask him too many questions. He gets very upset about his condition, obviously because he's so short of breath. He's tachycardic, as you can imagine, in someone with shortness with end-stage COPD. His heart rate was 109. O2 side 92% on 4 liters, which he just up to 4 liters. Blood pressure is 130 over 99. Respiration is 25. Heart, positive, one positive is 2. Distant heart sounds tachycardic. Lungs, bronchi, wheezes, rouse, all the way up, halfway down his lungs, up his lungs. Abdomen, scaphoid, muscles, wasting noted, the lower extremity, neurological, non-focal, skin shows no rash, O2 in place. Here we have a 75-year-old gentleman in respiratory distress, end-stage COPD. Patient would definitely benefit from some sort of anxiolytic. He fights air hunger all the time. I think the anxiolytic would help him deal with his breathing. Next number, he definitely meets the criteria for end-stage COPD. Next number, colostomy in place because of colovesicular fistula. Too sick to have it reversed. Next number, COPD, end-stage. Next number, tobacco. Cardiac cachexia. Next number, corpulmonal. Next number, he definitely suffers from pulmonary hypertension. Next number, his overall prognosis is poor. For this gentleman, next one is he does have a provider, and he's very concerned about losing his provider if he signs up with any kind of hospice or palliative care to help him care for him at home, since he's no longer able to go to the doctor's office because of his severe COPD. I assured him that that would not be the case, and he would not lose his provider. Thank you.